We haven't said anything yet, so let's take this slowly. What we've set up to now is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that happens in the world comes about either through a gzeira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants these things to happen when he wants them to happen. And second of all, they come about via intermediaries, goyim v'im tzoyim, causes and intermediaries, some close, some far. We saw the moshel of the galgal. We saw the moshel of the galgal. To bring up the water, what's Karuv, what's Rachuk. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. He has the system, a whole Marechet. If you want to know the Marechet, understand the Marechet, Ayin B'Nefesh HaChayim explains how the whole Marechet works. What's Rachuk, what's Karuv? That's the whole system there. Okay. Akashenis Boina B'Tzacha Adam Keitzadav Le'fil Goyim Nishtamesh Boim Tzoyim Kedei La'asig Es Rachuk. When a person will think deeply about the needs of a man, of himself, of people, how he needs to activate these causes and to use these intermediaries in order to get what he wants. You see this clearly. Somebody needs food. What I get? Somebody needs food. And the food's sitting right in front of him at the smorgasbord. The food's there. If he doesn't use some kind of means to eat the food, he won't be able to eat it. It won't help him. What would he have to do? What is shtadlis? Let's use the word shtadlis. He has to pick it up and put it in his mouth and chew it. If you won't do that, the food's there, sitting there. Hashem did him a miracle, and he woke up and he's standing next to the smorgasbord, the Viennese table. Yeah, there is photographer at weddings. You know what I'm talking about. No, it was a miracle. You landed up mamash at the table. I said, Hashem did you a nest. You're a Baal Batochen, and Hashem put your mamash Eben on. It's not going to help you. You could starve to death. What do you mean? There's so much food. Yeah, but if you don't make Kamish Dadlis and pick it up and put it in your mouth. Okay. Someone thirsty. I don't know why the Rishon has to give me an example from water and food. Good question, no? Or he had to repeat himself. About, you don't put the water in your mouth. You're not going to, you person will start. You'll die. What happens if he didn't have a miracle? He's not standing next to the smorgasbord. He came home and his wife didn't make supper for him. He has to go and check the town. He has to do whatever. He has to grind the wheat, make bread. There's a whole bunch of things that a person needs to do. What happens if there was nothing in the fridge? Then he has to go to the makolet. No, to the makolet, you have to have money. There's a lot of stuff you have to do in order to be able to pay the makolet. This is starting to resonate with us more than what he spoke about in the beginning, yeah? Oh. He has to do all sorts of different things to get the money. He hides himself out to work for someone. Whatever he does, whatever, he has to get involved in some kind of ishtadlus to make money. Okay? So we see that everything comes about via the gzeira of Hashem. No question. No question. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a world, yeah, in which there's a thing called, let's call it Derech HaTeva. There are these intermediaries, there's these different systems, some near, some far, that a person needs to activate in order to get what he wants. You want to take water, let's just use his moshul. You want water, the water's in the well, yeah? Miraculously, there's water. You wake up and there's a well in your garden. And there's water there, as much as you want. You don't have to pay May Sheva anymore, or May Shemesh, whatever it is anymore. You lie in bed, and you'll die of thirst. But you actually have to go and buy a bucket and buy a rope and buy an animal that's going to walk around and tie the animal to the rope. But then you have to drink the water. That's how Hashem set up his world. You see that, b'chush. You don't have to be a philosopher to see that. You see it. That's the way the world's run. Okay? So that's all Hashem, and it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not talking about Bechira now or anything. But Hashem set up the world that there's these things that you have to activate in order to get what you want. And that enters us into the sugya of what we call always Hishtadlus. Okay. We'll see when we're dealing with Hishtadlus, the Chovos HaLevavos says he's Mahalach. And we'll see a few other Mahalchim as well. There's the Beis HaLevi, the famous Beis HaLevi's Mahalach. There's Rav Dessner's Mahalach, which we've spoken about here a few times. Again, the same as in Betochen, there's lots of different approaches which are all correct and all true. We saw the Meshes Chochma, depending on who, where, how. Betochen is about a relationship, so no one's relationship is the same as anyone else's. Hishtadlus is part of that, and we'll see not all Hishtadlus are relevant to everybody at the same time. What's relevant to you today might not be relevant to you tomorrow. We have to learn as much as we can, load up our toolbox with as many different tools as possible so we can use what we need when we need it. One of the hardest sugyas because it's very personal. Very hard to find a clear psakalocha, as the Meshes Chochma asked in the Tochen. There's no clear psakalocha with all the shit that she's showing him on what the Tochen and how the Tochen. Nobody ever wear paskins, which is the way. In every other area of alocha, there's a clear psak. Yeah. Well, there's a machlaikas, but we know how to paskin. Yeah, nobody ever says this is the way because they're all the way. You have to know what's relevant to you, when and how, what is the same of the status. Okay? All right. So let's plunge into this ice bath called the status. Now, very interesting. I just want to point out, as we're going through this, try and see if you can find lurking here somewhere. We know, if you ask anybody, why does a person have to make Hishtadlus? They'll tell you because of Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was in Gan Eden, making no Hishtadlus whatsoever. He didn't have to lift up the food. The Malachim fed him. Okay? The Malachim fed him. That's how much Hishtadlus he had to make. And now, he's got to go out there and he's got to plow and plant and I'm a shit. Climb the corporate ladder in order to make Manasseh. So why do you have to make a Shtadlus? Because it's a knaf, it's a plan. He said, it's Shorim says this, many places say this. Try and see if you can find that anywhere yet. Okay? When you find it, let me know. But time you should be glam a little boy as Adam Lachzola Savivachrem, Tsoy Panasseh, Bashat Sroch of Hem Shnai. There are two reasons why a Kodesh Baruch Hu placed upon us this need, this obligation to go around and do things to get panasa v'shat srochot. Two reasons. So one of them for sure is a pecha toich alechem, of course, right? Wrong. Tam echad hu, v'kimen shechochma saboyre matzah l'nochen l'nasot et ha'adom. The divine wisdom saw that it was necessary, correct, to test Adam. Imu yavres elokim or yamro isoy, will a person serve Hashem or rebel? Lechen hamid, hamid isoy habayra. Pemifchan, it gives you a test. Sheyar ba'ifan boru ba'eza derechu b'chal. And Hashem will see clearly what you're up to. What is this mivchan? What's the nature of the test? Here it is. Adam nivra kashu zokuk v'nitzarech ledvorim me'achutz. Human beings are very needy creatures. We need lots of things outside of ourselves. In fact, I don't think there's anything in the Bria as needy as a human being. It's very needy. Tahaynu ochel, mashka, albasha, dira, isha, mikveh geld. The Moshe says one of the most important things a person needs. Mikveh geld. You need heating, you need cooling. We did a lot of stuff. And once you get dear of a isha, then you need a lot of things. Until then, you can get away with a lot less. Once you get dear of a isha, then it starts getting expensive. Okay. But Siva Boyer Lodam Lachzach, Red Vori, Mayrula, Aze, Osama Yadayim, Tsoim Shaheichin Lashenkach. And Hashem commanded us to go about acquiring these things via the means that He prepared for us. But Rochim Yusemis, with Zmanim Yusomim, specific ways, specific times, exactly when and how. And those things that the Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed that a person will be able to get them, they will come to a person. And in other words, if you need to get water out the well, she will provide you with the animal and the rope and the bucket. You'll get all the means you need in order to do what you have to do to get what you're supposed to get. What Hashem has decreed you won't get, you will never get it. Hashem decreed that you won't have a bucket, you won't have a bucket. Do whatever you want, you will never get a bucket. Because Hashem will prevent the means that you need to get that thing. So where's the mifchan? Here comes the mifchan. Will he serve Hashem or will he go against Hashem's will? To put into simple language, when you're out there making shtalos from panosa, are you working with Shulchan Aruch or not? That's the way we translate what the Chovos Levavos was saying into language we understand. When you're making this thing called ishtadlis, are you doing it lefi the rotzon Hashem or not? That's all. That's the test. And then you'll get schar o'inish depending on how you did this. Even if you'll never get to what you wanted to achieve through ishtadlis, you'll get schar for making correct ishtadlis. You'll get o'inish for not making correct ishtadlis. The status has to be in accordance with the Rotzon Hashem. That's the test. That's the reason why Hashem gave us to make Ishtadlis, because He wants to test us to see will we be Aleph Yidim. That's number one. So the next one, Atam Sheni, must be Gresa Pechasot Alechem, no? Has to be. But Atam Sheni, Ki Inu Loaya Adam Tzarech Litroi Chalochazo Laafi Limtsoim Laasig Aspandosoim. The second reason is, it's a negative. The first one's a positive. The second one's a negative. If you didn't have to make ishtadlis, as how you break Hashem v'redef ha'reves, the person would sort of disregard Hashem and he would run after a virus. And a person wouldn't pay attention to the obligation that is placed upon him to Hashem, in accordance with all the goodness that Hashem provides him with. It means if you're not busy making panosa, you're going to be bored, you're not going to have what to do. You're going to get caught up in all doing all sorts of things that are not so beneficial. That's what he seems to be saying. Vayakino, it says in the Pasuk, Vayakino, the novel, he had all these musical instruments, toif, drums, v'cholil, v'yayin, mishteyem, v'espoil, Hashem lo yabitu, at the actions of Hashem, he doesn't look, u'maisi yod of lo ro, he doesn't see Hashem b'chlal in the world. He's so busy partying that he just doesn't remember Hashem. It says in Dvarim, v'yishmam, yishurin, v'yibat, yishurin got, yishmon. Meaning, some way of involved in the world. Because the toil in both of them, you forget about doing sins. All Torah that doesn't have some malacha involved in the end gets mevatled and just drags within it sin. Because you can be involved in none of them as well. He's not Kohen, he doesn't have malacha, he's just a bum. So those are the two reasons. Nothing to do with a pechot toif lechem, which is strange, but that's what he says. Ulechain racham avoyis baruch al adam, v'tiachol toliyos osu kol yemei chayov, v'asagus sach olam hazeh, u'b'achonetz niklas chayol amavo. It's not a knas. Hishtadus is not a knas like v'zeh a pechot toif lechem. It's not a curse. It's a chesed. Rachem avoyir al adam. Hashem had mercy on you. He loves you. That's why he made you do this. To acquire what you need in this world and to prepare for the next world. You're too busy to be meshuga. Somebody said about the previous generation. They were too busy trying to survive, they didn't have time to be meshuga. Today, people have got plenty of time on their hands, so look what they spent their time doing. Meshugoyim completely. Meshugoyim the belt. Why? Because they work 30-hour weeks. I want to do the rest of the time. The Yid hasn't got time to be meshugoyim. He's too busy. He hasn't got time for all this wonderfully intellectual, pseudo-spiritual chakiras, what came before Bria Soilam, after Bria Soilam. Are there people in the moon? Are there people living in the air? And they're busy making rocket ships to go see that. They're all for nonsense. Hashem had rachamim on you, took all this nonsense away from you. Everything's lovely in its time. That's the second reason why I have to make you shtadlis, to keep you safe and keep you out of trouble. That's the rachamim that Hashem gave us. So the first reason is what? You're being tested. Are you going to be straight? Are you going to ask Charles about ribis and about oinon, about gzeilim, a million simonim in Shulchan Aruch before you start doing business? Are you paying your workers on time? Are you paying the plumber on time? You know, when you order a plumber, Zal Shulchan Aruch involved in that phone call. The answer is Shulchan Aruch. There's 2 bits of the races involved every time you phone a plumber. So Hashem is testing you. And second of all, he did a chesed for you. It's not a test, a chesed. You'll be busy, you won't have time for Narishkat. Comes out because you should have a lot of kashas there. There must be things bouncing around that you can't wait to ask. Yeah. Too tired. Okay. Huh? Which is? Yeah, okay. Put that aside. Okay. Yeah, you have a bit of choice. Somebody who prefers Avodas Elokim and chooses Yira, whatever that means, Obotayach Bobi in Yonav Aruchnonim Vagashmim, and he has Betochen in Hashem in things that are Ruchnis and Gashmis, where you're allowed to have Betochen. Umeisimale Vesamidas Hamugunois, and he's removed himself all the despicable characteristics, whatever you want to translate Midas as. Vesheif Lamidas Atoivois, and he yearns and strives for good Midas. And even when he's living tranquilly, yeah, he doesn't rebel against Hashem. He knows how to live tranquilly and still be an oivet Hashem. He's drowning in tranquility. Everything is just manana. Yeah? he still knows that he's got to be Isaac and avoid us in Hashem. If any Yetzirah makes his choice, and the Yetzirah doesn't move him off the path. V'lo mispate lirdoif achre tanuga oilam hazeh ha-makav shimes ha-odom. And he also doesn't, he's also not seduced to pursue all the pleasures of this world that bewitch a person. This person is freed up from the obligation to have to do panos, because the two reasons have to make ishtadlis don't apply to him, because he's been tested and he passed the test. He's only doing the rotzon Hashem. Yetzer doesn't move him, doesn't zazz him. And second of all, even though everything's perfect and he's calm and relaxed, and he's got plenty of time on his hands, he uses that for avodas Hashem. He doesn't use it for narishkas, so he doesn't have to make ishtadlis. So if you want to potter yourself from ishtadlis, you know what you have to do, okay? The two things that obligate your panos are not relevant to him. I say four, he's off the hook. One second. Even though everything's good, he's got $1 billion in the bank, everything's fine, his mama doesn't have to do anything. They're knocking on his door for shiduchim. Everyone's healthy, everyone's fine. Everything you daven for, he's got. So what do you think his life would look like? Look, the guys that have got all these things look like. That's why you have to make ishtar. No, he's fine. He's Isaac and Avedis Hashem kol hayom. So he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to make any ishtadlus. It's Shimon Bar Yochai. Do me ishtadlus. Hashem doesn't starve tzaddik. Okay, just let that sink in. Yes. I'm saying nothing. I just read what's here and translated it, hopefully correctly.
I thought the Yitzhar was always there, coming in the back door,
What's Macy's? Doesn't temper him anymore. You're asking a great question. We'll have to see. Anyway, it's not relevant to us. It's theoretical right now, but it's forward. Yeah, anybody here want to volunteer for this level? No one here is holding you. So, but you're right. Good question how you get there. The last person I'm aware of that didn't have a Yetzirah, because he killed his Yetzirah, was David HaMelech. But I will tell you something that we all have some kind of a chiyuv to work on, and that is you're supposed to use your Bechira to give up Bechira. You see, the Yetzirah and Bechira go together. You can't have Bechira without a Yetzirah. Once you have a Yetzirah, you automatically have Bechira, correct? If you will give up your Bechira as an act of Bechira, your Yetzirah will go away. You can't have a Yetzirah anymore. Think you're your and your oh, when you find out, you'll know and you'll let me know. But that's the theory. The greatest act of Bechira, this is what David HaMelech was able to achieve, was to give up his Bechira. But not at the beginning of the story. That's at the end of the story. If you wake up as an 8-year-old and say, you know what, this Bechira stuff's not for me, I'm not having Bechira, you have Bechira and the Yetzirah will drive you into the grave. What about somebody who worked and worked and worked and worked and worked, eventually used his Bechira, give up Bechira Legamre, because he's so much attuned to Rotson Hashem that he doesn't have Bechira. Avram Avinu on the way to the Cana was probably in that dog. He was so attuned to using his Bechira to do the Rotson Hashem, and he knew that the Cana wasn't the Rotson Hashem, because that's how attuned he was to doing the Rotson Hashem, that he had to use his Bechira not to do the Rotson Hashem. And he couldn't do that, so he shechted his Bechira, and he went anyway. Okay, that's another subject. High elevator things have nothing to do with us right now. How do you get to a situation where you yates ain't a yates or a macy so they're trying to bother you anymore? Wow. And that's a good thing, because if the yates or didn't bother me now, they'll be a terrible thing. There's no point in me being anymore. Yeah? But for that person, it's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. If my Yetzirah would stop deferring me, it would mean you have no chelek in Olam Haba left anymore. Hashem's finished with you. He's given up on you. Yeah, because the Yetzirah is clay might. You want the Yetzirah, because you don't have Yetzirah, you don't have Bechira, then there's no point in you being here. Take note to the Yetzirah is what our mission statement is in this world. If the Yetzirah is not trying to get you to do the wrong thing, what are you going to spend your life here doing? So for us, it would be a chorban not to have a Yetzirah. But this person, having worked to the point where the Yetzirah doesn't bother anymore, it's good news. It's a feature. For me, it would be a really big bug. With what be? In what area? We're talking about overruling. That's a very nice issue. We're talking about the patur from Ishtadlis for Damra. No, because the yeah, but how are you gonna do that? That's what they'll say. The minute the Yetzer is checking and he's not doing the Rosh Hashem, Hashem says, gotta work. This guy's freed up. No, he's done this. There's no one alive today, by the way, no one alive today that doesn't have a chiv to make you shtadlis. They say, once again, this is not Sukhonoluk, but they say that the last two people that were living at a level where they didn't have to make you shtadlis was the Chazanish and the Baal HaLeshem. Were the last two people that were able to live no ishtadlis whatsoever. And whatever happened, happened. There was no... There was food, there was food, there wasn't food. There was, the Chazanish said about himself, he doesn't know when he has to eat. He has no knowledge, inner knowledge of when he needs to eat. When his wife gives him food, he assumes he needs to eat, but he has no way of knowing if he should eat or not. Okay, so we have a few more steps to go. The Neshem as well, if there was food in the house, there was food. If there wasn't, there wasn't. It didn't change his life, didn't change his mental state, his emotional state, one iota. I have a little bit of a way to go. Huh? Yeah, the problem is we don't have Chidushay Albert on the shelves. We should have had them. Yeah. But that's because he hates the horror. Yeah, Einstein's a fascinating subject. He spoke about it here once. When he spoke about the Koiches Atum and the Koiches Akedusha, that they equal. But if a person doesn't use his Koiches for Koiches Akedusha, he uses Koiches for Koiches Atuma. Look at what Albert Einstein created with these Koiches. Imagine what that would have looked like on the Tzad of Kedusha. Imagine what an atom bomb on the Tzad of Kedusha looks like. Volumes of Kedusha, silence, and tumors was a poor kid, Albert Einstein. He dropped it just before his bar mitzvah. You know that? I don't say there was a shas in the house he grew up in, but there were poor kids. He even had a bar mitzvah drosha prepared. And he went off the derech there and then. Shiva Bocha came to stay with him, was already involved in Naskala, whatever, introduced him to some of the stuff. He was a genius kid. And he was gone. Imagine what's lacking from the world. But could be that his Yetzirah, I mean, I don't know who said it and what that means, whatever. But could be, yeah. That's why I should say such a thing. It means he could never do tshuva. Pretty hard to say such a thing. There's always an akuda that could always be chayzer. He married a shiksa. I don't know. Interesting. It hurts me. I'm telling you now. Prosh, it hurts me. No children. I don't know. I don't know if he married out or not. But I tell you, it's a quietly. Imagine what he could have produced. One of the greatest Rosh Hashivas of all time. Lost. Tragic. Don't let it happen to you, Rabbi son. They'll ask you one day, where's your Chidushe? Avi Smith. I'm just beating you up because I don't want to look at me. That's all. Ay. Okay, Baruch Hashem. We started the sugya of Ishtadlis. Minimal damage up to now. Baruch Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Thank you for letting me use your sefer. You weren't yet. I don't know what sefer I'm using. I don't know where it is.